welcome along to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast with me, Robbie Lyle, the show that's made for the fans. On today's show, I put Liverpool legend John Barnes on the spot. And also, I'm joined in the studio by a Liverpool fan and an Arsenal fan to discuss the big game at the weekend and what a brilliant game it was. Here they are with me, and I know it's going to be a lively show today. An Arsenal fan and a Liverpool fan. We've got troops representing Arsenal. I'm sure if you're familiar to social media, you know Troops, a regular on AFTV. He also has his own channel called Troops TV. And I've also got Drifty, a massive Liverpool fan. Drifty from the Football Banter Show. Hi, welcome along, guys.
What are you telling me?
Listen, we've got to get straight into it. First of all, it was a great game at the weekend. Just before I get your guys' opinion on it, we're going to take a listen to what some of the fans were saying after the game.
There was a lot of players. I thought Ozil worked really hard today. I thought Mustafi was good, given what we were all saying before he came into the game. Rob Holding, Bellerin, you know, there was good performances all round. I still feel that Iwobi should have started and we would have maybe caused more of a problem as we looked really dangerous when he was on the pitch. This can give us so much confidence for the rest of the season.
Tough for us today. We'll take a point. We struggled a bit. I think you guys gave us a bit of a surprise. We lost it in midfield.
Merson, what are you telling me, bro? I'm looking forward to hearing your analysis on this game. You get me? Because all that shit you were talking, 4, 5, 6, are you fucking mad, blood? Listen, we are not our banter team no more. Yeah? I said it. We're not our joke club no more. Yeah? Them days are done. Yeah? Dead and gone. You understand? You see today, Liverpool were on the ropes.
Some great talk there, and it was you there, Troops, which was the voice we heard there at the end, and you thought that Liverpool were on the ropes.
Yeah, blood, like, come on, fam, like, yeah, they had a goal disallowed, like, we had a goal disallowed, you understand? Their goal was onside, though, I'll be real with it, but, like the way Liverpool fans are going, and, like, it was just a one-way game, you get me? Like, there was two teams in this game, we had hella chances, you understand? The difference with this year and last year is, last year we were clinging on for the draw. You understand? We were holding on for the point. This year, we were going for the win in the end. You understand? It was Liverpool that, like, when it went 1-1 kind of sat back. The only chance they had when it went 1-1 is straight away, when they kicked off. And Mane had that chance. And that's what pissed me off with the Liverpool fans. Because I'm saying to myself, like, blood, like, we done well in the game. Like, why would we not be proud of getting a 1-1 against one of the title favourites? You understand?
Drifty, I know I saw some of your social media activity and you was going in on Arsenal fans because you were like, why are they celebrating a 1-1? And you can see, like, Troops there, he was happy that Arsenal got 1-1, but you was like, why are they celebrating that?
Yeah, I mean, see, the thing with the game, yeah, I don't really think it was a good game overall. I think the second half made the game feel better. I feel like the first half was mad messy. Neither team were passing well. It was like, I don't know, it was like watching a lower league game. It was like, I don't know, it was mad. Second half picked up a bit. Like, second half did get a bit better, do you know what I mean? But I think the reason I had a, like, my review I did before I even touched social media was a normal review. Like, I was giving Torreira credit for playing well, you know what I mean? Iwobi did play well when he come on for the little bit of time, you know what I mean? And, like, I was, like, as complimentary as I could be to Arsenal as the team who was, like, you know what I mean, versing you, man. But then it was when people was, like, saying, oh, Liverpool is shit, and I thought they were good, all this money spent, and their dead team. It was like, rah, Arsenal fans never come out this game feeling like me. Like, they come out, like, wanting to take shots. So it was like, that was just a reaction to, like, all the stuff that I was seeing on
but looking at Arsenal as a Liverpool fan, did you look at that game and say, you know what, actually, they are a better team than I thought?
You handled the situation for us being a big team better than I thought you might. Like, I was one of the people who was, like, saying, yeah, for real, they played a lot of teams where if the team would have took the chances, they would have won. Do you know what I mean? Watford, Everton, there was a lot of games I was like, this Arsenal team can be got at. But you know what the problem is? Klopp has changed a little bit in the way he plays, and I get it. He come out and he said why it's changed. I understand. We can't be gung-ho no more, otherwise we'll run out of steam come, like, you know what I mean, January, February, March times. So I get it. But what gave us our edge was what we did. that high press, you know what I'm saying, attacking teams from the front. And I feel, say, true, you man are trying to get this like pass from the back thing. You were there for that. He should, this game alone, he should have went, right, we'll just go back to what we do, go back to type, have up Arsenal from the press, and then after that we'll go back and we'll reserve energy for other games. And he just kept the same kind of chilled. Because one thing, even though you lot had a lot of the ball, don't get it twisted. Klopp let you have the ball. And not in a disrespectful way. It was a thing like, you're the home team, you man have the ball, we're not going to press, we're going to wait till you come, we've got a sturdy defence now, and we're going to counter you. And we did it. And if we'd have took our chances, we could have won that game quite comfortably.
Okay, were you proud of the performance? I heard you on that VT going in on Paul Merson, who before the game had said that he thought Liverpool would thrash Arsenal, probably put 3-4 past them. And you was having a go at Paul Merson there, but you was proud in the end.
Yeah, completely proud, blood, because last year, when it went 1-0, if we played them in that predicament, if they scored at that time as well, we would have capitulated, blood. You understand? There's a difference in this team. There's fight, there's desire. Fuck Merson all day. You understand? Wherever I go, I'm screaming it. Like, I don't care, blood. Like, the man is absolute clown, flam. Absolute clown, blood. You understand? He's calling up his ass on Twitter now, trying to get like nice with the fans now, blood. You're dead and gone. You understand? Like Banner era, he's dead and gone as well, blood.
It's always like you to hold back. I know.
Yeah, fam, you know me, blood. I get straight to the point. You get me? Come on, G.
Listen, looking at some of the other games, a big win for Chelsea over Crystal Palace. Palace, who played really well against Arsenal last week and got the game back to 1-1. Chelsea were winning. Andros Townsend equalised. But then Chelsea went on to win it by 3-1. And their fans, understandably, after the game, were very, very happy.
Let's be honest, the moment Hasan Kovacic came on, everything changed up. We were just that much more smart creatively. The passing was a lot more fluid. First half, especially in the first 10, 15 minutes, the passing was dreadful. It was really sloppy from the whole of the back four, Barkley and Kante. Kante, who I thought had a little bit of an off day today.
What went wrong was game management. Hodgson needs to go. We need a new manager.
Who?
Anyone but Hodgson.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it, Drifty? Roy Hodgson, that fan saying that he wants Roy Hodgson to go. Going to Chelsea is not an easy place.
No. And you know what? They're a credit to themselves. I feel like there was a point in the game where I was like, well, Crystal Palace is going to take the lead. Do you know what I mean? Zaha was doing bits like always, and they actually had like one or two chances to go ahead before Eden came on, and he's a game changer, isn't he? He's that guy. And then,
is he the best player in the league, Hazard? I ask this almost every week, but is he the best player in the league?
You know what? There's enough men in the league who I think are on par with him because of their consistency. If you're talking raw talent, nah, he's the best. Do you know what I mean? But if you look at people like De Bruyne, Silva, Aguero, Mane, certain players who are way more consistent. Do you know what I mean? Hazard's consistency, he don't last all season.
Best player for you, Troops?
For me, the best player is probably De Bruyne. But I say at this moment in time, like, he is the form player, blood. Probably the form player in Europe as well, fam, if you're being honest.
Raw talent, 100%. Raw talent,
true,
he's in the Ronaldo and Messi bracket, raw talent. Like, the boy's next level.
Okay, of course, Manchester City on that De Bruyne thing. 6-1 winners over Southampton. Can you stop Manchester City?
No.
What?
And it ain't, I'm just being real. Like, I want Liverpool to overthrow Man City. I hope they do, and I keep faith. But real is real, and I won't front for the hell of it. Man City is a totally different beast to anything in the league below it. There are a few teams who can chase them. I feel Liverpool can chase. I think Chelsea can chase. I even think Arsenal can chase. That's one of the reasons why I had a problem with Arsenal fans before the game. Everyone can chase them. No one will beat them.
It was a good weekend for a couple of the minnows. Huddersfield came off the bottom of the table. They had that 1-0 win over Fulham. Fulham, by the way, are now bottom of the league and they are struggling. When you consider the amount of money that they spent.
Even their manager, fam, like, man's never played that the same defence the whole fucking season, blood. Switched it up again last night, you understand? Huddersfield, like, bossed it, blood. Like, Seri had the most touches last year in the French League, fam, and this year he just looks a shadow of himself, blood. Like, Fulham are going down, they're playing Sessegnon back at left-back again. You understand? For me, he's better going forward, but Fulham are in trouble. I think Fulham need to sack their manager, to be honest, still.
And Newcastle, big win for Newcastle, and this Newcastle fan was very happy.
That win we had was just fucking brilliant. Like, it was just like winning like fucking Champions League, basically. That's what it felt like. But it was just absolutely class. 3 points, I'm over the moon. Kicks on our season, I think, now.
Newcastle fan, they're really happy, and they should be. They're going to survive, though, Drifty. I mean, it's all right beating Watford at home. And I'll tell you what, I watched that game and they were very fortunate as well. If Watford had took their chances in the first half, that could have been a different game. But do you think under Rafa Benitez, Newcastle will survive?
Yeah, 100%. He's too good a manager for them to go down. They've got a lot of issues going on right now, but it'll turn it round. It'll turn it round. If they go down, it will be a massive shock, even though they've started really poorly.
The manager ain't playing on the pitch, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking from first hand. The guy has gone through some adversity as a Liverpool man and come true, and I think he'll do the same.
Oh,
at Newcastle.
That's why you're backing him.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Ex-Liverpool manager.
100%.
Forgot he went Chelsea.
100%. You know what?
You forgot that one, innit?
Nah, you know what? In modern day football, you've got to do what you've got to do, innit? But he'll always be a Liverpool legend. The man won us the Champions League.
Ready? Drifty, I've got to ask you one question, right? Now, Liverpool doing really well, got to the final of the Champions League last season. I know that all the Liverpool fans love Jurgen Klopp, but does he have to win a trophy this season? It's all right having a great team, playing great football. What about the silverware? Does he have to win something this season?
I want him to win something this season, but calling for his head if he doesn't? No. Hell no. The guy's got us playing football. The guy's got us in a place that we didn't look like we were going to be at. You know what I mean? Towards the end of Brendan Rodgers' reign.
Is he doing any better than Brendan Rodgers?
Yeah, he is. I mean, obviously, Brendan nearly won the league.
Well.
But we did have a ridiculous strike force that dragged us through that.
You've got a ridiculous strike force now?
Yeah, we do. But now Man City and Pep are here. And that's the X factor. Like, people got to remember, Pep's on another planet. He's on another planet. Like, I don't understand why people are understanding that. While Pep is at Man City, no one will win nothing.
We went out on Saturday and we asked Liverpool fans their opinions on this matter. Does Klopp need to win a trophy this season?
It's like any top club. They're there to win trophies, but in modern day football, it's that hard now because everyone's chasing the same goal. Everyone's throwing money at it. It's a hard thing to win a trophy. And sometimes when you look back when you're my age, you realise you didn't. When you were winning trophies year in, year out, you just took it for granted. But now, Liverpool have gone long enough now. As a big club, they need to win something.
He's come so close on so many different occasions. And I do think that this season, if he doesn't win a trophy, we're going to start asking questions of, like, is it ever going to happen? Yeah. And it will be interesting to see if we don't win a trophy, because then it will be 3 years without one. I definitely think as well we need to finish in the top two in terms of the Premier League. But for me, I know we've got a special connection with the Champions League, but for me, it's all about the Premier League.
We need a trophy this year. It has to be this year, because he's been there 3-4 years now. He's lovely. He's a great interviewer. Everyone loves him in an interview. Fantastic character. But at the end of the day, it comes down to medals at the end. And this year, he has to deliver.
He's spent a lot of money, and we've not won a trophy for a while. So obviously, Liverpool's history, you've got to keep winning trophies. Which trophy? Ideally, the league. Yeah. If not, Champions League will do. There's a chance we might get both. And if we're going to be really greedy, we'll have the FA Cup as well.
So you heard the opinions of Liverpool fans there. But you know what? We also spoke to a Liverpool legend. When this word legend is used too lightly nowadays, but this guy is a legend, and that is John Barnes. And you know what? I put some questions to him. First question I put to him is the same question I just asked those fans. Does Jurgen Klopp need to win a trophy this season? I also asked him, how much do you think things have improved for black footballers since his playing days? And which of the current footballers reminds him of himself? This is what he had to say.
Well, Robbie, Jurgen Klopp doesn't have to win a trophy this season because Liverpool are moving in the right direction, and winning a trophy in many respects has a lot to do with luck, because we can win a trophy. We can win the FA Cup 100% if we play, and all due respect to these teams, Swindon in the second round, Coventry in the third round, which we could. And then in the semi-finals, we could play Tranmere, and then in the final, we could play Scunthorpe United. Of course, we can win a trophy. So to then say we have to win a trophy when you don't know who you're going to play is silly. Arsenal fans said Arsene Wenger needed to win a trophy because they weren't winning anything, as you know, and then he won the FA Cup twice in the last 3 years, and where is he? But what we have to do is we have to be competitive in every game we play and show that we are competitive. So for me, we have to get closer to winning the league. So if we finish second, 1 point off Manchester City, and don't win a trophy, would that be more successful than finishing fourth and winning the League Cup? So the whole idea of winning trophies, what has to happen? The league is the most important thing, because the league shows you who you are. Week in, week out, how good you can be the closer you get to the top. As I said, you can win a trophy by being lucky or playing nobody. So I don't think he has to win a trophy to be successful. But what he has to do for me is to get much closer to the top, which he obviously is. No footballer reminds me of himself because football is a different time now whereby the laws are different. So even if you may look at, I don't know, not that I think he's anything like me, but if you want to talk about either Raheem Sterling or Mo Salah or whoever you want to talk about, and unfortunately I get compared with a lot of players when they happen to be black. Never mind that one's a short, right-footed player, but we're both from Jamaica, so of course we're all the same, aren't we? So unfortunately that happens a lot. But with the laws being different, that even if a player's like me, I wouldn't be allowed to, somebody touches me, go down and get a free kick. So I don't think any modern player reminds me of me at all. Yeah, there are players who dribble and there are players who do things. So, yeah, I don't think the game has changed. Things have improved for black players. First of all, it depends on what your interpretation of improve means. If you mean that they don't hear racist chants on the pitches and there are no bananas coming on the field, it's improved 100%. It's improved immeasurably. But the reality of whether racism has improved, because I don't look at it as just myself against the rest of society, discrimination hasn't improved at all. Overt discrimination has, but unconscious discrimination, which is more important and more prevalent, is exactly the same.
Absolute legend there, Drifty, John Barnes.
Reason I support Liverpool, love him.
Why?
Just, you know what I mean, growing up, there wasn't many black people that were in certain teams, you know what I mean? And my dad, obviously, being from Jamaica, used to just cheer him on. And I just used to watch this guy mesmerise. And I was like, yeah, my dad's right. I'm going to follow this, you know what I mean? I'm going to follow this brother here. And then, obviously, once he left Liverpool, it was already in my DNA. So,
real legend. The reason you supported Watford, he started there.
Yeah. I was a bit too young then. That was before me.
What did you make of his comments there about, you know, we asked him about, you know, has it changed for black footballers? He's saying that there's improvements because you don't see that sort of stuff no more, but he's still saying that there's racism in the game, basically, is what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, racism will never die, let's be honest. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least we've got it to the point now where during a game, a player doesn't feel, you know what I mean, because of the colour of his skin, he's going to be abused. But, yeah, I think Barnes is right. On the field, it's definitely okay. Off the field, it'll never change.
What about you, Troops?
When John Barnes was playing, you would have never seen a football fan like me talking about football. You understand? On, like, social media. Like, that's what kind of scared me from kind of going on AFTV the first time. A couple of European countries, they need to lock it down still. But it's really improved.
Okay, listen, it's time now to get into the Baller and Waste Man of the Week, regular feature here on the Real Football Fan Show. Every week I have three candidates for each category. Now, in the Baller of the Week category, which of course that's that person, player, team who've been absolutely outstanding this week, I've got three candidates. Candidate number one, Manchester City. Another 6-1 win, brilliant. Drifty's all over them, saying he loves them. They're going to win, they're going to win everything going.
Undercover City fan.
But Man City were brilliant. Huddersfield, give it up for Huddersfield. Give Huddersfield a clap, man. Come on. Yeah, we got Huddersfield, man. Got their first win of the season. And I'll tell you what, the atmosphere at that stadium was absolutely electric. Those fans really get behind them. And candidate number three, Leicester City. After what happened last week, the owner unfortunately passing away in that helicopter accident, for number one, for them to even play, and number two, to actually go and win the game, I mean, I thought that was absolutely outstanding. And then, you know, most of the team flew off the very next day to the funeral. So to do that, the mental strength to do that was incredible. And that's why, for me, they are the Ballers of the Week. Leicester City, Ballers of the Week. Waste Man of the Week now.
Merson. We don't need to get into this one, blood. Just get to Merson, fam. You understand?
Actually, Paul Merson is not in my three candidates.
I'm leaving now.
Right? I know you've got this agenda against Paul Merson just because he said Arsenal were going to get thrashed.
Yeah, it's personal, fam. You understand?
Right, the three candidates I've got are Fulham. Candidate number one, bottom of the league after spending over £100 million. What are they doing down there? terrible. Candidate number two, Mark Hughes of Southampton. What is he doing there? You know, he's got a half-decent team, just about kept him up last season, but at the moment, that's looking like another team that could go down. They are really, really poor. And candidate number three, the referee in the Leicester City game, who gave Damari Gray a yellow card because he took his top off to show appreciation for the owner. In a way, you know what? It's not even so much the referee, it's the authorities as well. I'm going to throw the authorities into that as well because they should have told the referee that, listen, forget the rules for this game. Just, you know, if someone takes their top off, just leave it. So the authorities and the referee, they win the prize of Waste Man of the Week. Mm, 100%. That was ridiculous.
Crazy. I'm crazy. With you.
It's time to get into Challenge Robbie. Now, first of all, I've got to tell you about last week. Of course, I had Sarah, the Everton fan, and I had Matty, the Newcastle fan, who took me on. It actually ended up, I got 2 points, Matty got 2 points, and Sarah got 1 point. So it was actually a draw. So I still haven't won one.
I beat you.
You beat me on
it. Yeah, remember that, innit? So I come back again to haunt your client, you get me?
You ain't going
to
forget that. On the TV
show...
I've
been battering you, blood. Even on AFTV, I've been taking
on the TV show, he beat me, and I've never lived it down since. Blood. And that's why I'm going to destroy you this week.
So what's this, treble or quits? Because we did double, you lost that. No, it's treble, you get me now, you get me. So boy, like.
All right, whatever. Keep running up your mouth. Keep running up your mouth. All right, listen, we've got three games. You know the rules. We have three games that we look at. Games that are coming up this weekend. And if you get the exact score right, Drifty, you get 3 points. If you get the outcome right, you get 1 point. And obviously, if you don't get it right at all, you get 0 points, right? We're going to look at three games. First of all, a bit of a tricky one, right? And that's Huddersfield versus West Ham. As I said, Huddersfield got their first win of the season. Playing at home, as I said, electric atmosphere earlier on, I was saying. Against West Ham, who West Ham also won last week, got a good team, and now Vic scoring again. Drifty, what do you reckon?
This is a really difficult one.
That's why I chose it, man.
The one thing I love about Huddersfield is they've never lost their principles, no matter what they're doing. They ball. They don't care if they're losing. They don't care if they've lost three in a row. They ball. And that's one of the things I love about them. So I think this game might have draw written all over it. I think maybe a high-scoring draw, like a 2-2. No. I feel like if West Ham were at home, I'd go with a West Ham win. I think because Huddersfield are at home, I think West Ham aren't going to lose the game, but I don't think they'll win. So 2-2.
2-2. Troops.
2-1 Huddersfield.
They just won Monday, yeah? Home. They're playing again, home. Do you know how gassed they're going to be, blood?
I also think they're going to keep that momentum going at home as well.
You're just scared, so you're copying me, innit?
No, I'm not copying you. I'm not copying you because I don't think they'll get two because they've only scored one goal at home this season. Even that goal the other night, that was an own goal. They don't score enough goals.
They hit the post about 10 times, though, blood.
So, actually, you know what? No, I'm not even going to go with you. I'm going to go for this being a draw. 1-1.
1-1.
1-1 draw. Huddersfield don't score enough goals to beat West Ham. 1-1, right? Next game, Arsenal versus Wolverhampton Wanderers. Now, Wolves started the season on fire. They were playing brilliant football. The wheels have fallen off recently, though. What's that? Three in a row. They lost to Tottenham last week, losing by 3-2. Up against Arsenal, still unbeaten Arsenal on that unbeaten run. They've only lost 2 games this season, but they've been on that big unbeaten run. Of course, they got the draw at Liverpool. Troops, outcome.
3-0 Arsenal.
3-0.
Clean sheet this week, blood. You understand?
Drifty.
Arsenal will win 3-1. Somehow they'll just get a goal, but it'll be a consolation goal. Or they may take the lead and you lot just come back and score 3 goals. Because I know you go behind a few times and then come back.
Mm. Wolves are a good team. And, yeah, they are. You know, they score goals.
At home mainly, though.
Yeah, at home mainly.
They've done a well away from home, though.
Yeah, and I think Arsenal are going to draw a lot of confidence from that that result they had the other day. And I think they might tighten up. Might be a bit tighter in defence after that game. I'm going to go for Arsenal winning this by 2-0. A few weeks ago, I might have gone for a draw in this because Wolves are playing so well, but I think their confidence is a little low now and they know they need to get something out of the game. So, 2-0. The final game that I'm going to ask your opinions on is a massive, massive game. Possibly the biggest game of the season so far. It's Manchester City versus Manchester United. Troops, what do you think of this one? I mean, you know what? To be fair to Man United, they step up when they play against Man City. We saw that last season.
Yeah, only because the league was on the line, you get me? When they went to Old Trafford, they got spanked. Year before that, they got spanked at Etihad. Year before that, they got spanked at OT. This year, they're getting spanked again, blood. I think United will score. It's a derby, so they'll be pumped. I'm going 4-1 City.
4-1?
Yeah, 4-1 City.
4-1 to Man City.
4-1, murder.
They're playing Man United. They're not as bad as you think.
On business, blood. 4-1, Mourinho's holding corn. 4-1, blood.
4-1, all right, Drifty.
I hope Troops is right.
4-1, blood, I'm telling
you. Says a Liverpool fan. Hater.
No, do you know what? Real talk. It feels real weird this week because I need Man U to do me a favour.
It's two teams you hate, though, innit? Because yeah. They're both Manchester, innit?
It so it's is. Like, so it's like, who's the better of the two evils? You know what them ones
Chelsea,
like?
It's Chelsea, Tottenham, like.
So I'm gonna put it in the universe. It's going to be a draw. That's what I need out of this game. So I'm gonna put this in, you know what I mean? Like, to be fair, though, Man United have kind of got a bit better over the last few weeks. I still think Mourinho's on the way down, but they have kind of improved. I think playing Sanchez through the middle was a smart move. He should have done it time ago. I don't know why Lukaku's been playing up front in them Timberlands. boot cuts, you know what I'm saying? So, but then again, he might bring in Lukaku because he's his, like, he trusts him, innit? I'm going to go 1-1.
I can't see Man City losing this. But I do think it will be tighter than what Troops are saying. It's not going to be a 4-1 game. 2-0 to Man City. They're just too strong at the Etihad. Man City to win 2-0. Now, guys, you know, before we go, I wanted to ask you guys about this Super League. I don't know if you guys have seen this week, but it came out that some of the top clubs in Europe have been in discussions about a breakaway Super League, which have teams like Bayern and Real Madrid. Arsenal were talking, apparently, Man City, PSG. I mean, basically to form a league that would incorporate the biggest teams around Europe. How would you guys feel about that? I mean, do you like it as it is, you know, playing Premier League teams in the UK, in England, week in, week out? Or would you fancy a bit of, you know, travelling over to Bayern and the week after that you play Barcelona? What's your view on it, Drifty?
First of all, the clubs really need to realise people ain't got money for that, for a start. Like, imagine if every single normal week game was Germany, Italy, Spain. Like, what the fuck? Like, that would just be mad. It's hard enough to get back from Liverpool. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain time, if you go Liverpool game, it's a 5:30 kickoff, you're getting home at like 2 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, crazy. So that, just thinking about the fans, no, hell no. I'm traditional, man. Keep it how it is, man. Like, we got Champions League for them, you know what I mean, type of scenarios. I get the dream of this Super League, but it's not feasible, man. It's not logical.
What about you? What about you, Troops? Super League.
No, I'm not with it. I ain't with it at all, blood.
Playing Real Madrid, then the following week you got Bayern.
Nah, man.
Then you got a PSG. It's glamorous, isn't it? It's all high-level games, isn't it?
Nah, but you take away, like, going to, like, Aldershot away. Them kind of Sutton away. You understand?
Yeah, remember, you can still go to those places in the FA Cup.
Nah, because you can't. It's literally, you're in that league. You don't play no other games. You're out. You can't play Champions League. You can't play Europa. You're in that league. No one gets relegated. You can only play the teams in that league. You are not involved in no other part of football. So you're taking away Sutton away. You understand? Look at that experience we had, blood. You're going to take out that, like, you understand? You're going to, like, you can't, fam. Like, it's fun. It will be cool, like, yeah, Bayern away, then Napoli away. But hella peas, fam. You understand? Like, and with the Brexit thing as well, you might have to get visa on top of that now. You understand? So, like, the whole thing, nah, blood. Like, nah, leave it how it is.
I didn't think of that, actually.
Yeah, like, if it's not broken, you don't fix it, you get me? So
you're both against this Super League?
Yeah, fully against it.
Yeah,
fully.
Keep it traditional.
Yeah. Keep it traditional.
Like, come on, man. Like, look at the lower league teams when they can get promoted. You understand? Come to the Emirates. That's their dream. You're taking away their dream, blood. That might be the only time they come to play at a ground like that. You get me? So keep it as it is, fam.
It'll be mad. It's a pipe dream, innit?
Yeah, real talk. It's just their money, man. If they can mash off it, they'll do it.
Well, we've had a lively show today. I want to thank Drifty, Liverpool fan, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. And Troops, thanks for coming on.
Oh, man. Love all day.
Love for real. You've been listening to Channel 4's The Real Football Fan Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate us and review us. It's very, very important. And don't forget, you can watch The Real Football Fan Show on all four. Made for the fans.